Choras op is er geisha le Barney Bradley is is na dúnú bheith se na honí ar a gartain is agus chaid se na blianttí a géin go bí he an London agus an Alban agus a réime sin so sin níos tugad an bhelan is nedra go leire Barney tógu le géala chu tógu í san dhéag chasan tú an ar tógu
tógu
dhéag chasan a bheith
ai scúl dhéag chasan
sé agus roscaf te mórag am an sa teila Barney
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two brothers and a sister, they were getting the pension like that.
Where were you hired, Barney?
Up in Bullawolly, just next town to our town land, Guatemala.
All right.
Aye, I was there for about, I think it was 6 or 8 months, until the winter, and they didn't want anybody. Used to be out herding cows and over the hill.
Plenty of work to do.
Aye. Well, that was the most. I was only just 14 or 14 and a half at the time after leaving school. And yes, we used to lie down. This old fellow was, he had the plot next, the farm next to it, and he'd be out herding cows too, wouldn't he? Yes, he was a great character. He's lying down and he tells me stories, and then he says, after a couple more years, he says, you'll be going away to Scotland, he says, or England or somewhere. He says, when you're walking along the street, he says, when you see that alcohol sign, he says, look to the other side of the road and walk by.
Well. Well, he was giving you good advice anyway.
I never took his advice, no. Jesus.
So what then, Barney? You left for Scotland then, or what did you just
watch? Ah, well, I stayed at home. I was home for a long time then. My father died that Christmas. I think he was buried on Christmas Day. That wasn't a very happy Christmas.
No.
Aye.
So what kind of work did your father do, Barney?
He was a bit of a farm, plot farmer. He was fishing for two, like he used to fish with some of the small boats, like fishing salmon and all that, and doing a bit of farming. He carted on the big fishing wasn't done, he used to cart on the pier, like.
All right.
Carting the herring up to the station.
Yeah.
For the gutters, it used to be 70 or 80 drifters there, Scotch drifters and English, from Yarmouth and Peterhead and all. And Downing's that time,
Downing's pier was booming at the time, and the fishing industry was booming.
Aye, that's right.
Yeah. Imagine a lot of people coming from Scotland at the time.
Aye. Oh, aye, there were curers there, curing the herring.
Yeah, you remember that well, Barney.
Aye. I was only young at that time.
But
we used to be, our plot ran into the bay, Heap Heaven Bay.
Oh, did it?
Aye, right from the road then. But a rough ground away at the, we used to up over there. There were four of us in there, but you see, the one size, like, there were three younger than me in the family. Used to be over watching the drifters going down, the same drifter going down the bay, going out fishing.
A lovely sight, Barney.
Counting them, aye.
Would have been lovely looking at them.
Aye, oh dear, the big steam of smoke coming out of them. There were steam drifters that time. All coal they used that time. Aye.
So your land ran into deep Shephaven Bay, like?
Aye, that down his ship Evan Bay comes right up to down his down his pier.
There's a lovely song written about lovely song written about Shephaven Bay composed.
Oh, there is, aye, aye.
Did you know it, Bernie?
I don't know it. I heard it often enough. Paddy
Cullen.
There's a singer, he's from up Gosnabrad there. He sings it a lot there.
Oh, he does, yeah.
He sings it in the pubs like that.
He does.
Deep Shephaven Bay.
So, Bernie, what then? You spend a while, a few years at home.
Aye.
Just working around the farm and...
Aye. And then I got the dole then. I was 18 then and I got the dole when I was 18. 6 shillings I got. First, that was the top whack. Years after, a couple of months, they cut a shilling off me. Thought I was getting too much. Cut it down to 5 shillings. Called out then to work on the with the council, but we had a horse and cart, and I used to be a carter, like,
right,
with the council. But the grants, the job won't really last about a
couple of months.
It won't last a couple of months or 2 weeks. 2 weeks, the most of it. The grant was would run out. Repairing roads and all that. One time I got 4 weeks. That was the longest spell I ever got.
So mostly carting stones you were,
apparently? Carting gravel and stone. Repairing and widening. There were narrow roads that time. They were widening them. All that, I can't be doing that.
All right.
Here I was working with this gangyard man. Down in Dewey had a... As you go round the Atlantic Drive, just this Monday morning, it was very late, it was half an hour late, and I picked us up, this fellow up on the cart, going down Monday morning, like. I thought if the two of us together, that he, gangman wouldn't, that he wouldn't say nothing, like. Hughie McFadden was, he put up the hand, we're going away, we're going Dewey there, up the bridge. He was coming over after starting the men in the quarry, like. He put up his hand, he stopped me, he says. We said the gather kai to a new year, he says, I'm wedding, he says. I remember them words to the day I die.
That was your warning.
But yes, I was very late, but he never docked me. He never docked the time at all.
So you got a second chance anyway, Bernie. So then, Bernie, you thought of going to Scotland. Was that the plan you had? Or?
Aye. Then the war started then in 1939. England wanted to work us, like, in Scotland and England and everything, to work. And the Irish government brought this scheme about it. If you went without that, if the Irish government let you go without that, they could pick you up for the army.
You
into the army.
They could, yeah.
Aye.
So when you got this, I see the wee booklet here you have. Card and a special travel permit card. So once you had that, you could work on the farms, and there was no problem.
But you couldn't do any other work.
No, just farm.
Whatever this was for. Some of them went to the building work, airport.
Right.
Oh, that small aerodromes like.
Aerodromes at the airports. Yeah.
But they wouldn't be allowed to work on a farm either.
So where did you went to the farms, Bernie, was that a thing?
Went to Aberdeen, it was about 6 years in Aberdeen.
Right. I'm just opening, I see it now. Mm-hmm. Your first farm.
Oh, your photo and all was on it.
There's a photo there of you as a young laddie. Your first farm was in Aberdeen. Yeah. 1942,
Barney Bay. I stayed 6 months. and I come home there for Christmas time, like. I applied this and that. I applied again then, and this sent me down to Russia then. Second time, whatever dispute we had, we were only there 5 weeks. And the fellow was, Jimmy Cannon was along with me, and his father was in Aberdeenshire, in Inch, in Aberdeenshire, up there, and geez, we got started there all right, but once you had a ration card, you had to apply for ration, everything was ration that time. Once it went into the foot office, that's it. We had to go back to Russia or else we paid off. They paid us off then. We didn't go back to Russia. We head for Glasgow. Spent a night in Glasgow. Headed out, went to Edinburgh, way outside Edinburgh. What's this? Haddington, I think it was the name of the wee town. Yes, we got a job with a farmer there too. And all the same thing, the farmer's wife wanted the ration books, the ration. Once they went into the food office, same thing, I can't. Called into the police station. And the chief constable there in Haddington, yes, he was very fair. He had told us that we had to go back to Russia or else go home. And then he asked us, do we have any money? We had a few pounds, but we said, no, we didn't have any money. Well, he says, if I have to pay your way, he says, I'll be deporting you, and you won't get back during the war. He says, it was very fair. He says, best thing you can do is work a day here and there, till you get to the boat, he says.
Yeah.
Aye.
He gave you good advice.
Aye.
Yeah.
So we had money, but we thought we were going to get our way paid. Like, yeah. But he told us up straight, if I have to pay your way, he says, I'll be deporting you. You won't get back during the war, he says, till the war's over.
So did you take his advice, Barry?
Oh, no. Well, we took his advice, we left that.
Yeah.
We had money and... Me and him boarded the boat on Patrick's Night at the Brimelow. Landed back on the 7th, the 18th of March at home again after 5 weeks.
Jeez. So what then? What did you do at home then?
Carried on about the plot of land we had, but we farm. After a while, I sent it away again to Dublin. You had to. and then they sent me back to Aberdeen. And I swore that time, and I landed home after 5 weeks. I says, if I ever go away again, I says, I won't be back in 5 weeks. The second time, I think it was 18 years before I went back.
Before you came back home?
Aye.
So what was it like in Aberdeen then?
It was good.
Were you working on a farm again?
The job we had first, a big field, huge scope of land between the city and the beach, the sea. And there were big holes dug and they were afraid that time that the Germans were going to invade, you see.
Of course they were.
And they got a machine and dug big holes here and there through the field, like. And so the planes couldn't land.
That's the, yeah.
And Jesus, the job we had, the first job we had was filling them in again. The scare was over then, like, about the invasion.
So started filling
that's
in
the
holes
we had,
and trenches.
And there were I think it was a big field of wheat or barley or something that was growing there. Jesus, we went up here and he's through long grass getting it. And there in the morning, with the damp grass. And then we got, four of us got a job away outside Aberdeen. We were living in a caravan, a big wooden one, an old-fashioned one, wooden caravan. they got a tractor then to shift it from farm to farm. We were draining and ditching. Like.
Oh,
land that was kind of damp or growing crop on. And they were getting grant from the government to do that, the farmer.
That was a scheme they had, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was there for about 5 months. Then me and this old fella who come back to Ireland again at Christmas time. After a while, then I sent it away, but that's what they sent me in. Then in January, sent me down to Russia. But then again, after the second time, they sent me to Aberdeen, and I said, oh, geez, I stayed there all during the war. Aberdeen working.
But you were fine, because once when you were on the farm, they couldn't enlist you in the army. You were.
No, they couldn't.
You were safe.
Aye.
But did you saw bombing happening in Barney? Like?
Oh, Jesus, aye. That they bombed Aberdeen, they bombed the barracks in Aberdeen. There were new recruits that moved out once an army back out of the Brigadon, like, where they used to train young soldiers, like young
ones,
once went into the army. Yes, the batch they had there, the couple of hundred men they had there, they were moved up south to England for get ready to go to Africa somehow, like, and they brought another couple of hundred recruits in. Yes, they nearly slaughtered a whole lot of them. Bombed the barracks, the Germans.
A lot of them were killed, Bernard?
Aye. Oh, Jesus, right, there was an awful slaughter. And I reckon there were a spy there. I think they caught a woman giving them the
information.
Germans information. Aye. They come up King Street, flying low, you see.
Yeah.
Shooting the people on the street. Aye. They were right there, and yes, the hostel was saying, and I slept right through it. I never had a thing.
Oh my God. But the altar?
Oh, jeez, I wasn't drinking at all at the time. Aye.
But you didn't hear a thing, Bernie?
No. Next day, they were telling me about
the bombing.
The bombing at the barracks, the army barracks.
So you stayed during the war, Bernie, and then a lot of work started after the war, Bernie.
I stayed with the farmers a few months after the war, about 4 or 5 months, and then I moved up to England.
Which part of England did you go to, Bernie?
London. I went to Yarmouth first and to the fishing there, and I went from there to London.
Well,
1947. Back in 46 I went to. Back in 46 I went to. I stayed for about 10 months in London. I come back to Scotland again. I spent another 2 years, and then 49 I went back to London.
Well, hold on a minute. You went to Yarmouth first to do the fishing.
Aye.
How did you like that, Bernie?
I was all right. Something you do and you get out. You got your way paid there, you see, and all. And, that's mostly from. Joined up with a curer and Peterhead,
Right. But you were used to that from your home?
Well, I never done any of that, you know, work at home, because I was too young to do it at home. And then the big boom at home was gone by the time I was old enough to work.
So fish curing you were, Bernie? You were curing the fish?
Curing the fish.
But you would get used to it kind of fast enough?
I could get used to it, but this fella from over, I think he was from Cadew. Met him in Aberdeen, and the two of us went out to Peterhead and got started before I left Aberdeen. Jesus Christ, he was a hard ticket, he was. Aye.
So then you went for London, Bernie.
Aye.
Tell me, there was a lot of work in London too after the war.
Oh, aye, the bomb. bomb damage and all that, it's repairing.
A lot of construction.
Buildings and all that.
So which company did you start with, Barney, then?
Jesus Christ, I can't remember now. I started with a small firm, like.
Were they subcontractors?
1947, it was a bad, bad winter. Really bad. There was snow on the streets and hay. They used to pile it up on piles at the footpath, like. And it was there in the middle of May, it was that bad.
So were you building?
I was working all right through it, like inside work.
Building new houses or repairing?
But repairing old houses.
All right.
Then one day I was going down the street and I met this book. He says to me, he said, "Why are you working?" I says, "I'm working." He says, "Well, I'll give you a job," he says, "and I'll give you, I think it's threepence an hour over the rent, and here's a thought of him, and I said for 3 or 4 months for him, I working different small jobs. He was a cork man, he was a bricklayer by trade, he was doing repair work too.
So you were labouring, Barney?
I was labouring with him. I had a good 1 year, and I went back to Yarmouth then, and me and this other fella, we landed back in Scotland then when the fishing was finished in Yarmouth in November. Back to Scotland again, and spent 2 years in Scotland then. I worked around Falkirk there and around there. And Jesus Christ, I landed up on Pitlochry after the new year. I had about this big job, tunnel job up on Pitlochry. And I got up, we moved out to Methil then with me and this John Boyce. And Jesus, Sunday morning then. Sunday we stayed the weekend in Methil. And then, Jesus, this fella, I couldn't get... I says, "Wait here till Monday," says, "and we'll go to Pitlochry." I wouldn't. He went back to Falkirk again. He never left that till he come home after he retired.
But you went to
Monday morning, I got up early then. Monday morning, got a bus to Perth. And I got another bus up to Pitlochry. And Jesus Christ, it was rough. The beginning, the first days of January. We got started a wee labour exchange in the town of Pitlochry, and we got started right away as surface worker, not in the tunnel outside. Here we got a lift on a lorry up to the, was 2 miles up to the camp, Tumble Falls camp. We got a lift on a lorry up there and onto this stores then, and got the chairs were up on the side of all. So the huts was all built up. I was looking for the hut then, and a couple of blankets was it, and a knife and fork and a mug, and I'm looking for Jesus Christ. That slit snow, I said, Jesus Christ. Oh, I said, God. I wasn't in Falk this evening, I wouldn't leave it.
No, you wouldn't. So were you sorry that you left Falkirk, Barney?
Yes, once I got the hut there, there were great living accommodation in the camp.
Was there?
There were, the food wasn't very good, but the sleeping accommodation was very good.
Fine, yeah.
2 big pipes. There were 22 beds in every hut, big long huts. There were 2 pipes going along the wall at the end of your bed, 2 6-inch pipes. Right hot.
Nice and warm.
And the beds were changed every fortnight. New sheets and clean sheets and everything. It was great, but the food was the food was bad in the camp. That never affected me yet. I don't know what kind of stomach I had. But yes. I got started up then, a bit of a union, like, and they got some of the meat out of the canteen, they're sent to Edinburgh to get an analyse, like, and the word come back that it wasn't fit for human consumption at all. Aye.
Oh,
the meat that.
Well, but at least the union stood for you anyway.
I stayed there for nearly 2 years. And
there was a big job though, Barney.
Aye.
Was that a hydro scheme, like?
Hydro scheme, a tunnel job through the mountain.
Through the mountain, aye. I know exactly what you mean now.
Aye.
There'd be a lot of men working there, Barney.
Oh, geez, there were about 400 men.
They would easily.
Aye.
And you know, you would have met a lot of people from
Donegal. The Rosses. Yeah. All parts of Donegal.
You would?
Aye.
So you stayed for 2 years, Barney. That was a big job.
Aye. Landed down then, and landed in Glasgow, and got a job, but I fled from home. And went down to Morham, had a big job around the Clyde, building a big power station along the Clyde down near Renfrew. I got started there, the money wasn't very good at all, like. I used to go to Shawfield to the docks I was skint every Monday morning.
And your candy?
Every Sunday morning I was skint. Cheers, there was nothing in Scotland that time at the weekend. There were no pubs, nothing opened there.
So you took up the gambling, Barney?
I went out then and I got a set for 5 weeks. I went out one Monday morning to the coaches going from the Clyde side. About five or six coaches, people travelling to Grinsmouth. It only took an hour on that. Coach that drove right through, like. Yes, I got on one of the coaches and I got started that morning.
In Grangemouth?
I went to Falkirk then. I got a bed in the Livingstonia. And I come back then at the following weekend and I told the landlady I took my suitcase and all with me. Like, I paid her. I went out and stayed. I said, well, 4 or 5 months in Grangemouth at the end of the year.
And what were they doing in Grangemouth?
A big oil refinery they built there. Oh, a huge big field. Jesus Christ. There were an army camp there during the war too. And the first job we got was there were a pile of army boxes there. So, the wooden boxes for the rifles. Burning them we had there. And I was going, and that was the day work. The longer it took, the better for Wumpy. It was George Wumpy that was doing
it. Right, he was the contractor.
But the gang was there, he was stone mad. You see, one of Wumpy's van, I thought they were travelling through the site. Huge, big site, he used to go mad. And we were told to let the fire burn out in the evening, not have it burning during the night at all. I was out in the middle of nowhere. Couldn't do any damage.
Couldn't do damage, yeah.
But that's what the idea of it, you see.
Yeah.
You had to start it then in the morning again, the fire, and throwing an odd box onto then after that.
There must have been a lot of boxes, Barney.
Oh, Jesus Christ, it was an army camp during
where
the war.
Where the rifles were stored.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Went a couple of weeks on that, and Jesus, then this fella from, I was up above Kerrigart here. He come up to me one day, he says, come on. He says, come on along with me, he says, Dan Doherty was in him. Come along with me, he says, you're long enough working with that idiot, he says. He says, I'm leveling the bases of the tanks, the oil tanks. Huge, big, round bases. And they built the tank on top of that. We had the job of leveling that. And tuppence an hour extra as well.
Where was Dan from, Dan Doherty? Where was he from?
He's from Gordon Abroad there.
Right.
So he's the father of the Sinn Féin.
Oh, the Doherty Fia. Anyway, he put you on to a better job.
Aye, that's right. I stayed there to the beginning of September and headed for Yarmouth again. Three or four of us, and I stayed there. Then I headed for London, the back end of 49, and I never left it till I come over here.
Gee. So you went with the same company, Bernie, that you did?
No, it wouldn't be the same company, I don't think so. No.
You moved around just.
Aye.
There's plenty of work though, but Bernie.
We were out with this fella from Cady, I think he was from. And Jesus Christ, we were there. You see, you got paid for it hours. You got so much every week, like. You used to work at the Scottish company, and they were supplying coal to the drifters too in Peterhead, like, and were filling bags of coal and delivering to the drifters, like. Well, you got hourly rate for that, whatever. But I don't know what. But Jesus Christ, when we got there, we were there for a while. And a woman. 2 hours started, but her woman there, she was on her own, a Scotch woman from somewhere up the north of Scotland. And we, John, had to be a three in a crew. Me and this fella, Jesus Christ, we'd have fall out of it hours anyhow, and left. And he brought the priest and all down to have a talk with us. They didn't want us to leave, but yes, we were maybe 10 minutes late or something in the morning, or a quarter of an hour. The doctor took that time off you. We had a fallout about it. Jesus, they took the priest down and all out. We didn't listen. We didn't listen if we left anyhow.
But that was heavy work, wasn't it?
Aye, with the coal.
Yeah.
Aye. Oh, yes, it was. Filling the bags in a big store and delivering it to the drifters, like that.
Yeah. So you had something in a van or a lorry or something?
This firm, a Scotch co-op, I think it was a Scotch co-op or something. They had their own lorries, like that.
Right.
But here's me and him, lad, and but he was all of his life about Perth, like this fella. John Boyle was his name. John Fanny, they call him. That was a nickname he had, John Fanny. He had it back to Perth. I never seen him after that. No.
So you moved around London?
And I stayed in Aberdeen till the back end of that season. Then I went up to Yarmouth again. 3 of us. I went to Lowestoft. I went to Yarmouth first and then the curate transferred to Lowestoft, another fishing port up there.
Was that far away from your...
It was about an hour on the bus, like that. Stayed there at the hall. I think it was Eddie Quigley and Peter Doherty. He was from over the Rosses. But they went away and they got a... on a trawler when the fish went they went away, and I headed for London when the fishing then into December.
So you spent the rest of your life down in London?
Then I never left London after that.
Until you came home here in 2006?
2006, aye.
But you got to know London well, Bernie.
Aye. I stopped in a different part when I went there first. When I was there first, I was stopped at the Elephant Castle, St. George's Road, Elephant Castle. Then, but when I went back, I went to Clapton. What was it? Victoria Rise, Clapton Common. That was the address. And then we were working away out the other side of Rickmans and Maples Cross. Or a big French had a big job there, we started there but the whole 4 of us moved to Wilson. That was a lot across London. That was a lot nearer the job.
So it was handier.
Yes, we used to leave, like when we were in Clapham Common, we used to leave the house at 20 past 6 in the morning to get there for 8 o'clock.
And you wouldn't be back till 8 or 9 and then in the evening?
Aye, that's right. It was a long journey.
Yeah.
Right across London, outside London it was.
Did you work on the underground in London?
I never worked on the underground, no.
No.
Then I was there at the time of the Victoria Line they were building there, all the tunnel tigers was there at that time.
Exactly, yeah.
A pub in Camden Town, they call it the Black Cap. Was a great there, Sligo bloke in charge and pub there, he made a fortune there at that time.
Yeah, they'd all come
out
of
the Jesus Christ, he'd be in there and be trays of whiskey going. Different tables, like that, the tunnel men drinking.
Yeah, but they
drinking
were,
a weird whiskey, yeah.
They were earning big bucks, though. Aye, you know.
They were earning big money. And
yeah.
They were spending it just
equally as fast, yeah.
Aye.
And did you work on the Victoria, no?
No, I didn't. I never bothered that. And then in later years, I started McAlpin as a... I started McAlpin as a chippy, yeah.
Did you?
Aye.
So you
were shuttering, yeah, shuttering.
But still, though, you were good at it, like you picked it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's it there till 2006 when I had you. It was the biggest mistake I ever made in my life coming here.
Because you were staying, you were staying in sheltered accommodation, and
I had a weed. Council flat, well, the same as this. I had a sitting room, a bedroom, a bathroom, and a kitchen.
In what part of London was that?
Oh, that was at down below King's Cross.
All right.
North London was handy enough. But
you're sorry that you came home?
Oh, Jesus. I was over on holiday here and there. They talked me into it. There were flats going here, like, and Jesus, I applied for one. There's a wee office out the corridor there, and I was called in there. I was called to see the one woman that was up from Sligo, that I had the office in Sligo that time. He took me in and showed me this flat, like, and I thought it was all right at the, but. This flat is no good, it's the worst flat in the building. Of course, you get no sun here till after 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
It's very cold, and geez, look at the size of the window.
Yeah.
What are you going to see out there? Only that church across the road, that's all.
But you had a better situation in London. With You had a far better flat in London with sheltered accommodation.
Oh yes, it was up on the third floor. If you come on one side, it was 4 floors up. If you come on the other side, it was only 3 up. And the warden, me and the warden, was very pally. Like I used to do wee job for repair chairs or things like that. And he was very good to me. Like
But do you think that retired Irishmen over there are looked after all right, though?
Aye.
Do you think so? Do you agree that they're well looked after?
They're looked after. Yes, but it all depends on their setting on themselves as well, you see. Some of them aren't there. In Camden Town, they have nothing. But they won't look for anything, you see.
How do you mean they're inclined to go drinking and?
Drinking, every penny they get, and they have no money at half the time. Scrounging, looking for money, looking for price of that.
But you still must be
price
glad.
Of a meal,
you must be glad to be at home, Barney. You know, after all the years away,
what the worst gets me that. I always like to have a bet, like on horses, and There's no betting shop on. I have to go to Milford.
That's quite a few miles away.
It's quite a... there were a couple of horses there Sunday, racing at the Curragh Sunday, and I missed the two of them. I couldn't get to Milford. Well, I wasn't up on time. Well, I was up very early. But when I was here watching the television, two horses I fancied, one is 7-4, another one's even money. On the Irish Oaks at the Curragh on Sunday. If I could get there, I would own a few pounds.
You would. But you were following that, you know, you're into that, like, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Barney, see all the years in London, did you ever bother? Did you lose touch with home, like, or?
Well, I was there. That time, as I said, the second time I went to Scotland, no, the third time. Went to Scotland, Aberdeen. I swore that time ever go back again, I wouldn't be back in 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So everybody asked me, what brought you back so soon? What are you back so soon? They couldn't understand that.
See,
I swore that time it was about, I think it was 18 years.
Before you came home.
And then I started coming. Well, not every year, but I started, and then at the finish up, I used to come every year for a holiday like that.
Yeah. But you must have seen big changes then. You wouldn't know the place.
Oh, Jesus, I don't know houses down in Downey there,
yeah,
along that flat there. Well, Tramore House was there, and the Beach Hotel, and a couple of more over along the side there. But look at now up at the side.
It's all built up.
All built up.
You wouldn't know your place.
Oh, Jesus, completely changed.
But your brother then, he's at home after years being spending years in America and Africa.
That's right. He was home. I used to say when I used to come on holidays, I used to say where I'm at. Like,
oh, did you?
Aye.
So you kept in touch?
I was all right up down in Downey, you see. I used to walk away over to the old post office and sit on the wall there for a while. Back over, going to the Harbour Bar for drinking. Back home for the dinner then in the evening. But yes, there's nowhere here you can go. There's nothing in Kirrygadsden, Jesus. Nothing but the pubs. You can't be in the pubs all the time either. No.
Barney, then you didn't. Togula Gaelic too, but Chael Tuin, you're on the new good. Togula Gaelic too, because Chael Tuin, you're on the new Gaelic your Lord. Isn't that true?
Aye, that's true, yeah.
Gaelic your Lady, you got the Gaelic East.
Aye. Oh, yes, when I went away, I had nothing but Gaelic.
Yeah.
Nothing but Gaelic. Never have I lost it. You see, in London, here in Scotland, you meet people from all the races. Local people around here speaking Gaelic, like in London, you're not
not
anybody that was speaking Gaelic. That's how I can speak it, but I can't carry on a conversation.
No.
The Gaelic we had here and here wasn't the right Gaelic, and here sure was. Every other word was English, the way you used to talk here before I went away, like. If a Gaelic wasn't in the fat, you shoved in an English word.
Well, Barney. Anyway, we've done it.
Oh, Jesus, right, what time? Jesus Christ, it's 25 past 12.
You'll be going for your dinner, sir.
Aye, 1 o'clock today.
Well, I said I would come earlier anyway today. I left early, so. Well, Barney, good morning.
Well, where is the story going to go now?
Into archives in a university.
Eh?
Into archives.
Aye.
So, you recorded anyway, Barney.
Aye.
You told your story, sure. Could I get the Barney?
Oh, jeez, I didn't tell you half the story, you know.
You will another day, maybe.
Aye.
You tell me more another day, will you?
I was, mad on dung racing. I started going to Shawfield when I was in Scotland. Then I started going to, when I was living in Falkirk, we used to go to the dogs there. I was London for about 6 months before I bothered with him. And here I sat going there on every 6 nights of the week.
Did you?
Aye.
Gee.
Sometimes I would go straight from work to the docks. Bad day. I wanted 3 dog tags in one afternoon. I went to Hackney Wick. That started at 2:30. And from there to got the bus into Liverpool Street. And then I got the number 11 across London to Stamford Bridge. And I lost at Hackney. I won a few pounds at Stamford Bridge.
Chelsea.
Got the number 11 to Fulham Broadway and walked down to the dog track. Now it's Stamford Bridge. It used to be a dog track there along with the football ground as well.
Chelsea football pitch.
And yes, but I won a few pounds there. And then I headed for the White City. The White City was on late. It didn't start at 7:30. And got the 2:20 to the White City. I lost again there. I think that's a record, 3 dog tracks in one afternoon.
That's how
mad I was on dog racing.
You were addicted,
Aye.
Well, what about football? Did you go to some football
matches? I never went to. That's the only game I ever went to, the Celtic game. The year they were, after the first game of the following season.
Right.
The cup winners and the league winners would play the first game.
That's right,
first game of the season. I went with the nephew there, but he was home from New Zealand. He wanted to see the great Celtic game.
They were the Lisbon Lions, like you're talking about.
It was only 10 minutes of the first half when we got in. And we were there early. They kept pushing close in the turns. You were pushing the way back then. Jesus Christ.
They were the Lisbon Lions who won.
And then to prove it all, Rangers beat them.
Did
they? Rangers beat them that day, 1-0, I think. to hammer it home right there.
Who were your favourite players they had? What were your favourite players they had at the time?
Jesus, I don't know. I don't know much about them at all. I never want to. I said, you couldn't go, Jesus. I'd carry on. I said, Jesus, nobody would to see Rangers and Celtics. They're mad. They're stone crackers.
Right, Bernie. Come on, you get the thumb, sir. Welcome to Dictionary. It's coming close to your dinner time, sir.
I'll have to get ready now for the dinner.
Right, Bernie. Bully Faye.
Oh, there. I haven't upset some of the old women over there.
Good morning, good morning.